a retrieved reformation. A guard came to the prison shoe shop, where Jimmy Valentine was assiduously stitching uppers, and escorted him to the front office. There the warden handed Jimmy his pardon, which had been signed that morning by the governor. Jimmy took it in a tired kind of way. He had served nearly 10 months of a 4-year sentence. He had expected to stay only about 3 months at the longest. When a man with as many friends on the outside as Jimmy Valentine had is received in the stir, it is hardly worthwhile to cut his hair. "Now, Valentine," said the warden, "you'll go out in the morning, brace up, and make a man of yourself. You're not a bad fellow at heart. Stop cracking safes and live straight." "Ale?" said Jimmy in surprise. "Why, I never cracked a safe in my life." "Oh, no," laughed the warden. "Of course not. Let's see now, how was it you happened to get sent up on that Springfield job? Was it because you wouldn't prove an alibi for fear of compromising somebody in extremely high-toned society? Or was it simply a case of a mean old jury that had it in for you? It's always one or the other with you innocent victims." "Ale?" said Jimmy, still blankly virtuous. "Why, warden, I was never in Springfield in my life." "Take him back, Cronin," smiled the warden, "and fix him up without going clothes. Unlock him at 7 in the morning, and let him come to the bullpen. Better think over my advice, Valentine." At 7:15 on the next morning, Jimmy stood in the warden's outer office. He had on a suit of the villainous...